The Dog Star is a symbol of power, will, and steadfastness of purpose, and exemplifies the one who has succeeded in bridging the lower and higher consciousness. That's the astrological definition, and I'm Alan Weiss here with The Way I See It. Kofax, my white German shepherd, has a hierarchy of treats. And that's right, there are treats that he prefers over others. And so when you open the dog drawer, where we keep all their treats, he'll select the one he loves the most. Usually that's pepperoni if we have it in stock. If I hand him something other than pepperoni, but he can see and smell pepperoni in the drawer, he rejects it. He'll spit it out, or he'll simply turn his head until I wind up with the pepperoni. If we're out of pepperoni, he realizes that, and he takes the next treat in his hierarchy. Kofax has a very effective hierarchy of treat preferences. Now, they are preferences. They're not musts. In other words, if we have no pepperoni or I absolutely refuse to give it to him, he will eat something else. And so if I put something else on the floor, close the drawer, and walk away, and he realizes that's it, he'll eat that treat. But he clearly has a preference, and he always tries to get it. These are decision-making criteria. And if a German Shepherd has decision-making criteria, and after all, that's why they're such good dogs to hunt for injured people and dead people and bombs and all kinds of things, then why can't you? Why can't we? Why can't consultants? Hierarchies tend to change as you grow. Your hierarchies can change because you have a different frame of reference. You have different experiences. You have different interests. You have different influences, and that's fine. Hierarchies should not be static. They should be organic, and they should change as one grows. Pepperoni wasn't always Kofax's favorite. It is at this stage of his life, and no doubt next year he'll have another one. New dog treats can supplant the old. Not always what you think. I mean, we've gotten these elaborate dog treats in Nantucket that are about $5 a treat. Now, Buddy, of course, his eating criteria, Buddy Beagle, is that if it fits in his mouth, he will eat it. But Kofax looks at these expensive things and wants nothing to do with them. I guess he feels they're foppish. But stagnant hierarchies can retard growth. That is, if you just stick with the hierarchies you've always had and never change them, they retard your growth because we get stuck in that particular trap. The most famous hierarchy, perhaps, is Maslow's hierarchy of needs, which is, to me, not the most important thing he's ever done. The most important thing he's ever done on a shorthand basis is to observe that if the only tool you have is a hammer, you tend to see every problem as a nail. That's much more useful for consultants. The hierarchy of needs, which culminates in self-actualization, the apotheosis of the hierarchy, has never been validated in the workplace. In fact, in several of my books, I write about the fact that I think people actually jump around amid the hierarchies. They don't just climb them and settle on self-actualizing all over the landscape. Michael Vick's an example of stagnant hierarchy. For those of you who don't know or don't recall, he was the professional quarterback who now is playing again, but served a stint in jail for organizing dog fighting and for killing dogs. And here I am talking to you about this under the Dog Star. And my observance, my analysis of Michael Vick, is that he never changed his hierarchies. When he was a successful professional quarterback, making millions a year, and adored by fans, he was still hanging out with the same high school no-goods he hung out with in school. He surpassed that. He made it as an athlete. They never surpassed anything, but he kept them around, kept them on his payroll, and they didn't create any new hierarchy for him, and he got stuck in old and, unfortunately, stagnant ways. And for him, he spent time in jail and now has to rehabilitate himself. There are judges in New York State right now. And of course, most lawyers, or many lawyers, aspire to be a judge on the bench, who are leaving the bench to go back to practicing law because they can't make enough money as judges. As one said, I didn't become a judge with the intent of becoming rich, but I didn't become a judge with the intent of being poor either. They can change their hierarchies. And I imagine that while serving as this almost unassailable, godlike, a personage up on an elevated platform has one's ego enthralled, they can change hierarchies because they realize there are other things that have become more important. And after all, we all get sick and tired of everything sooner or later, don't we? So how do you keep transcending? Last year, I was in Bora Bora at a Four Seasons resort in a huge, huge bungalow on stilts over the water. Every day was outstanding. I mean, how do you beat Bora Bora? You beat it with an open mind. That is, you can have multiple hierarchies. You can have concurrent hierarchies. You can have analogous hierarchies. You don't have to keep beating what was there before. You can just start enjoying yourself. So Buddy Beagle will eat anything, which is why we have to help watch his weight. Koufax, however, he has his hierarchies, and he prefers what he likes to eat. He prefers what he would like to do. And there's nothing wrong with you having hierarchies either, as long as you keep examining them and changing them so they propel you forward and don't hold you back. I'm Alan Weiss, speaking under the Dog Star. And that, of course, is the way I see it. You don't think your dog has a hierarchy? Watch where it sleeps every night.